AXE News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with the Up North Report. A 36-year-old Manoman woman died Wednesday morning after she was found submerged inside a car in a small lake in rural Manoman County. The Manoman County Sheriff's Office says dispatchers received a 911 call at 7:30 a.m. Responders from several area agencies used a winch on a fire truck to pull the car from the water. The woman was identified later Thursday as Kaylee Smith. Retail postal service operations in Cross Lake are now in Pine River after a vehicle slammed into the building. Cross Lake Mayor Jackson Perfierst reports no one was injured in a Tuesday crash, but the building sustained significant damage. P.O. Box customers will be able to pick up their mail with a valid ID at the Pine River Post Office located nearly 20 miles away. Local mail delivery will continue as normal. Many retail services are also available online at USPS.com. New Range Copper Nickel is proposing changes to its North Met project design. State permits were issued for the project in 2018, but it has been tied up in litigation since then. Megan Buffington has more.
North Met has been in development for over two decades. The project includes an open pit mine about 6 miles south of Babbitt and a processing plant at the former LTV plant about 6 miles north of Hoyt Lakes. It was first proposed by PolyMet, a subsidiary of multinational mining company Glencore. On Wednesday, New Range formally notified the DNR that it wants to make changes to the previously reviewed project design. One of the biggest changes would be how New Range would manage its tailings, or waste. That was one of the most controversial parts of the original project. In a news release, New Range states the changes will strengthen water management and reduce discharge of water by up to 75%. The Minnesota Center for Environmental Advocacy says the redesign is an acknowledgement that PolyMet's original proposal was flawed. Joy Anderson is the organization's legal director.
PolyMet / New Range is not making these changes out of the goodness of their heart, right? They are making these because their previous plans were determined by Minnesota courts to be illegal.
Right now, the DNR is considering whether the changes merit a supplemental environmental impact statement. If the DNR determines this is needed, it would go on public notice, with at least one public meeting. The DNR also says the changes may require new or amended permits, but an SEIS would need to happen first regardless. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
The Grand Rapids City Council on Monday approved tax increment financing, or TIF, for a new apartment complex. Emma Crabb has more on the project.
Dubbed Elevation Apartments, the new building would contain four floors and 99 units of different sizes on Southeast 2nd Avenue in Grand Rapids. Rob Mattei is the city's director of community development. He says the project should cost around $20 million. Of that amount, around $2 million, or 10%, comes from a TIF note. TIF is a reimbursement that comes from the building's future property taxes. Mattei says tax increment financing captures the difference between a property's old value and new value. In Elevation Apartments' case, that's a projected increase of over $200,000. Rather than collecting those taxes and using them, they are redistributed to developers until a TIF note is met.
Upon that happening, all property taxes resume full distribution to the taxing entities.
TIFs can only be used for building public infrastructure or for construction projects that otherwise wouldn't happen. Per Minnesota's TIF regulations, 20% of units in a TIF rental property must be reserved for low-income housing. Alexandria-based Herzog Property Management is one of the companies developing Elevation Apartments. It has already built one TIF property in town. Riverview Apartments, near the Grand Rapids Area Library, opened this summer. Samuel Herzog is the company's owner. He says TIF doesn't just cover construction. It'll also play an important role in providing affordable housing discounts.
Roughly 40% of the TIF that comes in every year is just going to go to cover the rent discounts that we're giving to the tenants that live there.
The building is scheduled for completion in summer of 2028. Thanks to ICTV for meeting audio. Emma Crabb, KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report from the KAXE News Desk. I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.